This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. There's a big market in parts of Latin America for secondhand goods from the United States. The drivers towing those goods across the U.S.-Mexico border in hopes of selling them in their home countries are known as transmigrantes, and they're a familiar sight on highways in some parts of Texas, often driving pickups with the words "in tow" in big letters across the tailgate. Now, one town in rural West Texas is offering what will be the state's second crossing point for transmigrantes to and from Mexico, looking to cash in on some of that traffic. From Presidio, Texas, Marfa Public Radio's Carlos Morales reports.
John Ferguson is the mayor of Presidio. He says his city was picked as an additional port for transmigrantes because Mexican officials, among other things, felt the current port in the South Texas city of Los Indios was being inundated with traffic. Since late last month, Presidio has been open to transmigrantes and the loads they carry, household items and junk cars.
They're buying these vehicles in the United States, and they buy also other types of merchandise.
Their trucks are filled to the brim with things like ladders, old bathroom scales, washing machines, and even motorbikes. They bring their goods through Mexico to other countries like Guatemala. Some are dual citizens of Guatemala and the U.S.
And once they purchase all these things, they normally will have like a mid-sized Toyota pickup or something, and towing a second vehicle. And that's how you can always spot them.
It's the kind of stuff transmigrante Bener Lopez was hauling when I spoke with him while he was stopped at a parking lot before the pandemic.
Aquí traemos cosas que...
He told me everything he has is secondhand.
Para vender allá, ¿verdad? Todo de segunda.
Along with the 1985 Toyota he was hauling, there were a few thousand dollars worth of goods in the bed of the truck. He says he's done this kind of work for a few years and thanks God for the opportunity to provide for his family.
Gracias a Dios que tenemos la oportunidad de viajar y vivir de esta forma.
At one point, there were multiple ports of entries along the southwest for transmigrantes. But beginning in the early 2000s, transmigrantes were only allowed at one port of entry in Los Indios, where transmigrante crossings generally reach a few thousand every month. During the pandemic, those numbers dropped but are now on the rebound, says Jared Hakama, the Los Indios city administrator.
There are times that there's a lot. There's times that there's very few. But they're all crossing, you know, throughout the year.
And that potentially means a lot of traffic for Presidio, a city of about 5,000. Mayor Ferguson says he's concerned about how transmigrante traffic could impact daily life and the city's only major highway, U.S. 67.
It's a two-lane hilly road and not many passing lanes and, you know, just lots of places where people could get in trouble if they don't drive prudently.
But others in Presidio, a city with few industries, see transmigrantes as a potential boon to the local economy. People like Presidio's Isela Nunez. She's also an import-export broker who already works with cross-border goods like machinery, cattle, and vegetables.
There's going to be a wide range of opportunities for not only the brokers, but other people.
She says her business is prepared to fill out the required paperwork for transmigrantes and the loads they carry, but is holding off on hiring any new employees because it's too early to know what the demand will be like.
I think at the beginning, it's going to be slow.
Other local businesses in Presidio are ramping up, too. One business built a paid parking lot near the border to accommodate transmigrante trucks. Another is bringing in mobile homes where transmigrantes can stay the night. Mayor Ferguson isn't sure what this might mean for the local economy.
The transmigrante traffic will contribute somewhat to our local tax base through fuel sales, food sales, things of that nature. But we're not pinning our hopes that it's going to be a gold mine for us.
The new crossing just opened in late March, but so far transmigrante traffic is still mostly going through Los Indios. In Presidio, Texas, I'm Carlos Morales for Marketplace.